Now let me read verse 14. Now after that John was put in prison, Jesus came into Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God. Now actually, of the kingdom is not in the better manuscripts. And I personally think it should be preaching the gospel of God and saying the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Now, I probably need to pause here for a moment to make this statement. And we find here that, again, Jesus came. Now, after that John was put in prison, Jesus came in the Galilee, begins his ministry now, and preaching the gospel of God, saying the time is at hand, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Now, over in Matthew, it was the kingdom of heaven. Did he use both terms? And he did. Is there a distinction between the two? There is. And there also is an overlapping. The kingdom of heaven is God's rule over the earth. The kingdom of God includes his entire universe, even beyond the bounds of this earth. So the kingdom of heaven is in the kingdom of God. The fact of the matter is, Matthew is applying it specifically to this earth. And Mark is reaching out and seeing a wider area here that the kingdom of God would be the all-embracing universe of God, including all of his creatures. The kingdom of God is at hand, and I think they can be used in a synonymous way, therefore, as it relates to the earth. It can be said it's the kingdom of heaven or the kingdom of God, but the kingdom of God would reach beyond the earth. The kingdom of heaven, as I understand it, is just the reign of the heavens over the earth. And now his message is the same as John's was, as we saw in Matthew, repent ye and believe the gospel. But now we have this matter of faith, and I believe that today that's actually been turned around, that faith comes before repentance. When you turn to Christ, you'll turn from something. You turn to Christ in faith, and when you turn to him in faith, you turn from something, and that turning from something is repentance. If there is not that turning from something, apparently there was not that turning to. And you can be sure of one thing, if there was that turning to Christ, you're going to see in the life a turning from something. So you do not have a contradiction here at all. They are to believe now in the gospel. That is the thing that is important. Now, we have here not a genealogy, but the credentials of Christ. This gospel is slanted to the Romans. They were men of action. They ruled the world. This gospel is addressed to the man of power. The first gospel is addressed to the religious man. This one to the strong man. And then Luke is addressed to the thinking man. And then John is addressed, as we shall see, to the wretched man, the one that needs salvation.